morning after the night before. That's our opening scene today. And as we look in on the Sanders household, we find Max sitting on the edge of his bed, still half asleep.
There was a blow on there.
What'd you say, dear?
Well, I said there was some shindig yesterday. Daddy sure did the thing up brown.
Did he, though? And the crowd that came. I never knew there were that many people in the city.
Well, I guess it was free ice cream and cake that dragged them in. Well, I think what free it would look like it was nothing.
Well, everyone had a good time. That was the main thing.
Yeah, and you were one who made it a success for Daddy Toots. Bring Phyllis down there, made the old guy happier than anything else.
Made me happy, too.
Sure.
I was a little worried about how Phyllis would stand the excitement, but honestly, I think it did her good.
Yeah, sure. The poor kid needed to get out and have some fun.
Of course she did. Fun's a medicine that's good for all of us.
She sure went for that surprise that you handed her, Mary.
Did you see her eyes, Max? And did you see the way she looked at that little magazine?
Oh, did I? And the way you had it fixed up was swell, too. Her name printed on a showcase made it look like she was a vice president.
The vice president in charge of magazines and cigars.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell her that, Max.
What's the matter? It's a swell job.
I know it is, dear. And Phyllis is going to be so happy having something to do. It'll make us feel useful again.
Yeah, well, was it okay with Doc, Mary?
Oh, yes, he liked the idea. Said it wouldn't hurt her to sit there quietly any more than it would to sit in her own home.
Well, here's hoping that she won't have to sit quietly much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Roy and Mr. Barnes and Raven around ought to bounce in here this week.
Certainly hope he does. Every day that goes by, we can feel a chance to be cured. If she has a chance.
Sure, sure she's got a chance to it. Mr. Barton says that this pill roller could have saved his wife if he'd have got to it in time. She had the same trouble that Sis had.
That's all the more reason we mustn't let any more time go by.
No, we won't, Mary, we won't. Now, I'll phone Chicago myself if we don't hear from that guy soon. Hey, who's that calling so early in the morning?
My guess is the newspaper. Timmy always rings when he leaves it on the porch. I'll run down and see.
Yeah, bring it up, Mary, will you? I'll bet there's a write about the opening.
I will, dear.
Yeah, all right. Oh,
you'll get away with that, do you? Out of bed, young man. It's past nine now. Come on. All right, lazy bones. Rest back against the downy pillows now. I'll read it.
All right, sit down. Let me hold your head.
Well, move over and give me room.
All right. Go ahead, Dutch. Go ahead.
Let me see. Just wait till I find a place. Right here on page two. Man.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Did I spell your name wrong?
I'm not looking at that story. Listen to this.
Yeah?
Dr. Louis DeRoy, internationally known physician, returning to Switzerland. Famous doctor plans to leave Chicago tomorrow.
Holy smoke. And what about Phyllis?
Oh, I hope she doesn't see this. It'll break her heart.
Well, listen, he can't do that,
but the paper says he is. It's the most awful thing that could have happened. If he goes back to Europe without seeing Phyllis, she may never have the opportunity to see him again.
Don't say that, Mary. He's got to see her, even if we have to send her to Europe.
But that would take too long. It's time we're fighting against now, dear. You know what happened to Mrs. Barton because they didn't reach Dr. DeRoy in time?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Max, the case of this was humorous. They both had young husbands and two babies, and they were both stricken the same identical way.
Yeah.
We can't let their stories have the same ending.
Listen, don't cry. We'll do something. We gotta do something.
Oh, dear, how can it be this? My eyes are all red. I don't want to see anything.
All right, let them ring, Mary. We got this to think about now.
But it might be something important.
Yeah, all right, I'll go down there, Tess. Well, I found my roll.
Oh, don't bother, dear. I'll run.
All right.
Oh, morning, honey. Did I wake you up?
No, Daddy. We've been awake for an hour. Come in.
Yeah, thank you. Did you read the paper this morning, Mary?
Yes, Daddy. Had a nice story about your reopening.
They gave it quite a spread. Yes, you old stick in the mud, it's me.
Put on your bathrobe, dear, and come on down. The coffee's ready. You'll have some too, Daddy?
Yeah, thanks, honey. I guess I could go a second cup.
Oh, let's have it in the kitchen. I got the table.
The kitchen is the only place to eat your breakfast. More home like this.
You can sit down here.
Well, you got a bright kitchen, Mary. Sun's just steaming in. See, honey, turn around here.
What's the matter, Daddy?
You've been crying, sweetheart.
Oh, my eyes are just a little tired this morning.
Oh, no, honey. I've been around women so long, not knowing I've been boring. Now, come on, tell me about it.
Daddy, please don't ask me.
I don't think I need to, Millie. I guess you read the newspaper, too.
Did you read that story?
Oh, Dr. Gilroy. Yes, honey, I did.
You didn't use the paper in the house, did you, Daddy? You must not throw it.
She's already seen it, Millie.
Oh, no.
I couldn't help it. Annie brought her the papers the first thing. He hadn't read them, so it wasn't his fault.
Well, how did she take it, Daddy? What did you say? Did you cry?
No, she didn't. She kind of gave a little gasp when she first seen it. And Daddy said, "What's the matter, honey buncher?" And she said, "Oh, nothing." Then I came over and she tried to turn the page, but I saw it.
What happened then?
Nothing. I said, "Golly, I'm sorry, honey." And Daddy said, "Well, maybe it's a mistake." But she didn't say nothing.
Oh, Daddy, I know how she must feel. She was sure he was the one person who could help her. She pinned all her hopes on Dr. DeRoy.
Ain't ever safe to put all the eggs in one basket, or to set your mind that one human being is almost like the Lord. There's bound to be suffering when you do.
Hey, I got the knots in my slippers. Those kids have them tied to a door now. Hey, what is it? Something's happened. I can tell by looking at you.
So what's that about Dr. DeRoy, man?
Holy mackerel. Couldn't you guys over there keep that paper away from her?
She got it first, man.
No one's to blame as far as the newspaper's concerned.
He had to know it sooner or later.
Yeah, I guess she would have. Well, what do you suppose happened with Barton and that guy? He wanted to get him here. You know he didn't.
Oh, I haven't any doubts about Mr. Barton's good intentions, dear, but the trouble is we've all waited and waited, doing nothing, and now this has happened.
I guess maybe the doctor tried to reach Mr. Barton to tell him he was going and missed him.
Yeah, with Barton in Detroit on business, that could have happened.
I'll get him, Max.
All right.
Hello? Oh, hello, Danny, dear. How are you? Yes, I know. I read it. What? But she mustn't. She'll make herself worse. Oh, dear, we can't let her feel like that. Danny, listen to me. I want you to tell Phyllis not to worry. Dr. DeRoy hasn't left Chicago yet, and she mustn't give up hope. Make her understand that, Danny. Goodbye.
Gee, we got the drift of what you were saying to Danny. Sis is pretty cut up about Doc going away, ain't she?
Yes, she's heartbroken. That poor child needs this doctor, and here we are sitting in the kitchen drinking our coffee and saying, "Isn't it too bad?" instead of doing something about it.
What can we do about it?
Well, I'm going to try and do something about it right now. I'm going upstairs and pack.
Pack?
What for, sir?
I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to see that Dr. DeRoy, and I'll bring him back here to Sanders if I have to handcuff him.
Mary, we're behind you, every one of us. We're proud of your determination. We realize the deep love you have for Philip. But aren't you taking an almost hopeless chance? What can you do to influence this great doctor that Jeffrey Barton hasn't already done? Body wants a bright, alluring smile. You do, don't you? Well, that means you must have beautiful teeth. But for beautiful, bright teeth, you should have healthy gums. So let me urge you to use Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste with gum massage every time you brush your teeth. For Ipana is specially designed for massage as well as for cleaning your teeth. And massage with Ipana helps make your gums healthier, your teeth brighter, your smile more lovely and attractive. I suggest that you start Ipana and massage promptly. Get Ipana today and use it with massage tonight. After you brush your teeth, put a little extra Ipana on, brush your fingertip, and gently massage your gum. It's easy. And listen, you have a feeling almost instantly that Artana and massage are actually benefiting you. For you feel a distinctive tang in your mouth. A stimulating tang, exclusive with this famous dentifrice massage, that means lazy, flabby gums are being stimulated, made firmer, healthier. So for the smile that wins romance, for teeth that are more lustrous with beauty, get an economical tube of Artana toothpaste from your druggist today. Monday's chapter is one of the most exciting ever to have been heard in this stirring story. Mary leaves for Chicago, and startling events follow. You won't want to miss this episode in the life of Mary Southern.